The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Michael O'Flynn is with me now, the property developer, to talk about, well, not just about property development, but about the housing system and the so-called housing crisis that we have all been enduring in this country for several years. Because you will have seen the headlines today, 20% is the markup on prices today on houses compared to the peak of the Celtic Tiger. Michael, you're very, very welcome to the show. If we just stand back and kind of take a broad look at things, what in your mind is working? What isn't working at the moment when it comes to housing delivery?
Unfortunately, we haven't been providing what is the demand, the requirement in this country for a long number of years now. We've been in absolute denial as to how many houses are needed and where they are needed. And because of that, we don't have enough land zoned, enough land available for infrastructure, enough land where infrastructure has been pre-planned to cater for the demand. So we're coming from a very minus position as regards the requirement. And when you have a shortage of land and a shortage of available housing, inevitably there's going to be an impact on pricing, which is in no one's interest, and least of all those of us involved in housing supply, because housing needs to be affordable. To be affordable, it needs to be viable. And to be viable, we do need the key inputs dealt with that are outside the control of the house builder.
I don't necessarily want to relitigate the past and the crash and what came afterwards, but some of the stuff you're talking about there maybe was understandable 10 years ago, but we've been talking about a housing crisis for, it feels like almost a decade anyway, not far off it. It feels indefensible that, you know, at the end of that period, such a long time, we're still talking about issues around zoning and starting from a low base.
We are, because we haven't faced up to the reality of the census, what the numbers are for a number of years. We've become a prisoner to figures that are out of date. And that situation means that people in my industry don't have enough land, and that puts pressure on pricing. It's in no one's interest that we don't have the most important raw material available, enough of it available, and to supply what people need. So, unfortunately, a number of us have been predicting a housing crisis for a number of years before the housing crisis actually came. But over the last number of years, you know, the government have taken various initiatives, but we now need to get on with, I was on the Housing Commission, we came up with 83 recommendations. Unfortunately, at the time, the reaction from the minister and others were already doing all of these. If we were, we wouldn't have come up with the recommendations. And the recommendations now need to be advanced. And I'm pleased to say the new government and the new Taoiseach and the new minister are definitely accepting. We have housing deficit, which the commission reckoned was 250,000 units. And we have a demand of 50 to 60, excluding the deficit. So we have a serious housing crisis. And we need, as we did in the past with COVID, as we did in the past with the financial crisis, we need emergency measures to cope with what's needed and to catch up with the deficit. And at this moment in time, well, I'm pleased to hear that there's going to be a ministerial directive shortly to local authorities to zone more land that hopefully will come as an advanced national planning framework rather than going through the normal processes, which are great in a normal situation, but they will not satisfy those people out there who are desperately trying to buy a house, and it's putting pressure on house prices, Kieran.
Well, why do you think there's been a slowness to zone more land? I mean, has it been an ideological opposition, or is it just the way local authority development plans work that they haven't got around to it at the pace you'd like?
Unfortunately, there wasn't an acceptance of what the demand was, the requirement, the word you want to use. And we were working to figures that were completely out of date. Housing for All figures were way behind what the census was telling us and what people in the industry, and certainly on the Housing Commission, we, for the last couple of years, we've been saying we are way behind on the numbers. We need to change our approach. that those changes are very slowly coming about because people were predicting numbers that didn't happen, and we haven't been laying the groundwork in terms of enough zoning. And people say, oh, we have enough zoning. We have enough zoning. Zoned land is no use unless it has infrastructure or is capable of being serviced. We have a lot of land that's zoned that isn't, and we have a requirement for more land. And thankfully, I hope now that we're going to have this emergency directive from the minister to actually get on where we need the zoning in those local authorities immediately. And I hope, and I say this very sincerely, I hope the local authorities are going to accept that they might look like they have the right amount of zoned land, they might look like they have the right amount of planning permissions, but zoned land that isn't available, that isn't serviceable, or that doesn't meet the requirements of viability is no good to you. You need to make sure we have enough zoned land that can be produced, that can produce houses at a price that people can afford and at a price that the developer can actually make enough profit to fund it. Because we can't fund development. We're not going to go back to the days when there was overfunding for development and all the issues that brought. We have to have a sufficient profit to be able to fund viable development and our in purchasers. And thankfully, because of, you know, the First Home Scheme and the Help to Buy, and these are initiatives are crucial by the government in enabling people to buy. But don't ever lose sight of the fact, Ciarán, that we have VAT at 13.5%, whereas in the north of Ireland, they have VAT at zero. In the UK, they have VAT at zero. So whilst we have supports, we also have a more expensive tax regime than other jurisdictions that are, you know, next to us.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I mean, beyond zoning, what are the other areas that would need tweaking? I mean, if that circle were to be squared or that square were to be circled, well, you know, you've got issues around funding, around labour shortages, around material costs, around VAT, around planning permission, around planning objections.
Taking them one by one. First of all, we need to have an infrastructure plan to supplement whatever ministerial directives that may come out to enable more zoning. We don't we haven't enough money invested in infrastructure in this country. We have for a housing requirement that was completely wrong. Now we need to invest more money in infrastructure to meet for the right housing requirement. And hopefully the ministerial directive, which the minister mentioned in a newspaper interview this week, and he mentioned it last week, is going to happen. And we are immediately going to have a directive to have more zoning. What else do we need? The planning system is completely broken at this moment in time. When you look at how long it takes for us to get planning, We are an outlier in Europe as regards this third-party appeal. I have no difficulty with people having their say against development, but we have a system in this country where you have your say at the zoning level, you have your say at the local area plan, and you have your say at the actual application stage. But you then have a situation where, unlike any other country in Europe, you can appeal to On Bord Pleanála a decision, and it becomes a de novo application as if all those processes that happen mean nothing. And we do need emergency thinking around the planning situation if we are going to catch up. And I'm saying we need emergency measures here for a number of years if we're going to catch up and if we're going to produce product at a price that people can afford. And we have a funding shortfall as well because we don't have the level of funding that's needed. And I'm not even talking about the challenges around rent pressure zones and the rental market, which is a whole area as well that has a lot of issues. And we have, unfortunately, we have this residential zone land tax. It's becoming a development tax. That's added onto the price of the house. So there are major issues around zoning tax, rent pressure zones. All of these issues are really concerning. And the VAT, as I mentioned already, and of course, you have the, you know, the, the whole finance area, because the banks are obviously doing their bit, but they're conservative, and so they should be.
Yeah.
But we have driven away a lot of international investment from this country because we changed the rules on the rent pressure zones and all of that. And like, we have to face up to the fact that if we want to build what's needed, we do need the right level of zoning.
Yeah.
We need an efficient planning system. We need a funding system that produces viable product. And the key is that's affordable to people who are trying to buy their first home.
Michael, thanks for joining us. Michael O'Flynn, the property developer, 087 1400 106. If you've got a view, I'd like to hear it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.